Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. LSU baseball, a delayed start this evening, folks. It's no longer a 6 o'clock first pitch. It has now been postponed to an 8 o'clock first pitch tonight. A 7:30 pregame coverage on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. We're going to have all three games of that series against Texas A&M. Game two tomorrow, still a 2 o'clock start, pregame 1:30, and then game three on Sunday, pregame of 12:30 with a 1 o'clock first pitch. All that LSU baseball action right here on WWL and, of course, streaming on the free Odyssey app. Mentioned we wanted to talk about some post-draft power rankings that came out on NFL.com. Eric Edholm, a guy we talked to quite a bit here on WWL, put out his list. And unfortunately, Houdat Nation, he has the Saints in his power rankings, number 31 out of 32 teams post-draft.
Yeah. Well, did you expect them to do well is my first question.
Well, I didn't expect the team to take a dip down. It says down three spots after this draft, and I don't know, it doesn't feel like that it warranted that. I don't think there was that much around when you look at the other teams that he has here that the Saints fell that much. That's a pretty steep descent considering you just put 9 new players on your roster, including a second-round quarterback.
Yeah, but they didn't put any flashy players on the roster, right? Like, they didn't draft Travis Hunter. Right, they didn't draft Ashton Jeanty.
I love me some O-linemen.
And if you notice, you know, there's a few teams that up there a little higher than the Saints and the Jaguars and the Raiders.
The Giants are up
that
a spot.
That are teams that, like, I don't expect to be good, but they're apparently better than the Saints. And it's like, why? Okay, well, they drafted Ashton Jeanty. So suddenly the Raiders, despite really, I guess they have a quarterback. They have Geno Smith, but, like, sure. We'll see. Jury's still out on that.
Now that you mention it, Jeff, I look here. Cleveland jumped up a spot. The Jaguars jumped up a spot, and so did the New York Giants, so that pushed the Saints down three spots.
Right, and it's because, ooh, the Giants had a sexy draft with Abdul Carter and Jackson Dart. The Jaguars had a sexy draft because they traded up for
the big time. I think your G-Man had a good draft.
I do, too. I still think they're going to be bad.
Right.
But, I mean, here's the thing. Like, I guess it's all about your methodology of, like, where do you think the Saints are going to be around the NFL? Like, the one I take question on is, like, why is everyone so high on the Falcons? And I say that with them at 21. Like, I don't think the Falcons, like, what about the Falcons are people sold on that I just don't know?
That Penix is the future.
I mean,
well, yeah, we haven't really seen it.
Well, he's just an old guy who's been injured a lot. I'm like, what are we?
An older prospect, right?
Why are we so excited about that? I don't know. And I guess they finally got the pass rushers. I guess until they have a winning record, I'm just going to believe they will never have another winning record until the end of time. Like, I think until a team actually proves they can have a winning record, they should stop getting the benefit of the doubt that they're not going to be a sub-500 football team. They have not had a winning record since 2017.
You know,
a lot has changed since 2017.
Going through the whole list, though, too, Jeff, I'm seeing that the Saints had the biggest decline at -3. There were some teams that dropped two spots, one spot, but the Saints are the only one that he dropped down three three ticks there.
It's really all about, like, okay, do you like the quarterback? Do you not like the quarterback? And if you like the quarterback, then you're like, yeah, they had a decent draft. If you don't like the quarterback, then you're like, ah, they reached. You know, and I don't know. I like love the quarterback.
There's been definitely, I feel like, two takes on the Saints drafting Tyler Shuck. One is, oh, my God, he's injured all the time, and he's
and
an old man.
Old.
Right, exactly. Yeah. The other twist on that is this – Tyler Shuck's coming into the perfect situation with the Saints because he does have more experience in college and may be more NFL ready because he's a more seasoned guy coming into this situation, which I am hoping to believe.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I think most people who talk a lot about Tyler Shuck have not watched him play at this point. Like, that's, and I'm not saying there's no one's watched him play. I'm just saying, like, I hear from a lot of people who have nothing to say other than he's older. And he's been injured. And if you've watched him play, those are not the points you would come away with. So, I don't know. Like, we'll see. I fully expect people to go out there and watch him operate an NFL offense and be like, whoa! You know? That's what it looks like when someone shows up with the exact traits you want to play quarterback in the NFL. Oh, okay, cool. And then we'll go from there. But, you know, the one that the Bucks, every year on this time, everyone's obsessed with the Bucks. And it's like, what did they do last year that got you like that excited? Obviously, they had the injuries.
Well,
Chris
they
Godwin
won the division
went down
again.
Yeah, but again, like, can they win the division by winning more than 10 games one time? I don't know. but either way, it is what it is. Like, I watched a team that, again, needed to win the division to close out like a division title, or needed to win their final game to close out a division title, and barely got it done. They were down 10 points at halftime to the Saints, the 31st worst team in the NFL. Apparently, according to Eric. But they're ranked seventh in these. So they're a Super Bowl team. Anyway.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.